I was going to give my wife a gas mask for Valentine's Day. Nothing says I love you, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, in green, blue, yellow, orange, or red, quite like a gas mask. But concrete gray just isn't a flattering color for her palette. And besides, how do you accessorize a gas mask? Black shoes are too formal, brown shoes just miss. What about earrings? It is tempting to satirize this rainbow range of security alerts, but the officials who have to decide how to rank and declare them have grave and tricky responsibilities. They have to alert people without alarming them. They have to give people enough information to make intelligent choices without revealing intelligence information that could tip off potential terrorists. A good many of those of us who mock the alerts now have probably also asked why various government officials were not more vocal in the summer of 2001, when intelligence traffic may have signaled some kind of imminent terrorist attack. I've heard the security alerts dismissed with what I'll call baby boomer macho denial, a feeling that if terrorist attacks haven't happened since the new television season began, they never have and never will. Skeptics say the alerts are a plan to panic the public, to prod Congress into passing laws that threaten civil liberties, or to plump up the sales of duct tape and plastic sheeting, which, after all, use petroleum products, don't they? But it is just not informed to dismiss the possibility of terrorist attacks on the soil of this country. There have been, we can now see, a trail of terrorist attacks that may have begun when the World Trade Center was bombed in 1993 and wind up to the laces of Richard Reed's shoes, and perhaps other plans that have been interrupted. We've learned that preparation helps. The World Trade Center put tenants through evacuation drills after 1993. Cooperation was often grudging and grousing, but those rehearsals probably saved lives when the towers were attacked again in 2001. One risk in rating states of alert, like new movies, restaurants, or tourist hotels, is that they may need new terrorist attacks to be absolutely convincing. If the code orange under which we live this weekend is scaled back to yellow or blue, perhaps because terrorists didn't find the opportunity to attack in a heightened state of security, citizens may find code orange harder to take seriously the next time it's declared. The sad fact is we may live in a time in which no one week is certifiably more or less dangerous than another. That doesn't mean that we need to wrap ourselves in plastic wrap and live in fear, but we may not want to pull duct tape over our eyes.